Well, it sure certainly has been a blessing to be with you all once again, and I'm having a difficult time tonight finding the right words to express what's in my heart. Really has been, if I might put it this way, thank you is not sufficient to convey what's in my heart tonight. The blessing that you have been, the encouragement that you have been to my family and I, it's just been wonderful. It really has. So I really greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I have fond memories. I can look out over the crowd, even it being almost 8 years ago, and remember certain faces. I don't keep names very well, but faces I can keep in my memory. And it's just been a blessing to be back with you and to be able to have this opportunity to preach once again. I don't take that lightly. Every time the Lord gives me an opportunity to preach, I want to do it to the best of my ability. I want to be an encouragement and blessing. And so I hope that it will be tonight. We're going to look at a passage that actually the Lord used to help me and confirming and comforting me, actually, when we were considering coming off the field and moving back to the States. The verses we're going to look at tonight are very familiar to each and every one of us. And but for me personally, they were very comforting verses when we were considering what God was doing and what the next step was, and not being able to clearly understand everything that God was doing, yet there were certain things that God used to comfort my heart during those times. And so I want us to look at one of those passages of Scripture this evening. If you would find in your Bibles and stand with me to Proverbs chapter number 3 and verses 5 and 6. Again, very familiar two verses to each and every one of us tonight, but there's contained within these two verses some very wonderful truths, and we're going to look at one specific thing tonight. We'll look at each verse as well, but there's one specific thing that jumps off the pages to me and speaks to my heart, and I hope that it'll be a blessing, an encouragement, a challenge to each and every one of us tonight. The Bible says in verse number 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Trust Him when it doesn't seem like there's a way out.
Right.
Trust Him when you have no idea what's going on around you. Trust in Him with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. When you can't understand what's going on around you, when you can't understand and you cannot see what lies ahead of you, we must just simply do one thing: trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. We must lean on Him. In verse number 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." Let's pray. God, we come before You tonight. Lord, I'm overwhelmed in my heart and in my spirit tonight. This has been a blessing for me to be here in this place with this church, with this people this weekend. Lord, I'm so thankful for their heart. I'm so thankful for the love and the kindness that they have expressed to us and how You have used their church to teach me some wonderful things this weekend. How You have blessed my life through them. And I pray, God, that You would continue to bless Old Paths Baptist Church in the coming days ahead. I pray that this message would be an encouragement and a blessing. As it's been a comfort to me personally, I pray, God, that You would use it tonight to be a comfort to somebody else. There might be somebody in this room tonight, in this place, that's going through something that they don't fully understand why You're allowing it. They don't fully see the next step. They don't fully understand what decision maybe they need to make, and so on and so forth. But I pray, God, You'd help us to understand what these verses mean and how comforting it is to know that no matter what it is, if we trust in You, You will direct our paths. And I pray, God, that You would have Your will and way done in our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen. You may be seated. The book of Proverbs, as most of you know, is full of different biblical instructions. It's full of wisdom. It's full of different truths. Many helpful things throughout the book of Proverbs that are helpful each and every day. There's a reason why some people read a Proverbs every day. Some choose the book of Psalms, some choose the book of Proverbs, and they read one chapter every day in their Bible reading. Proverbs is full of helpful instructions, and these two verses that we've just read do not come short of that. I mean, they're very helpful, and when applied in everyday living, they can be a comfort and they can be a blessing, because simply trusting in the Lord with all thine heart and leaning not unto thine own understanding, all thy ways acknowledge Him, He shall direct thy path. Why is that so important? It's because the days that lie ahead of us are filled with uncertainties. The days that lie ahead of us are filled with many different challenges, many different decisions that will come our way that have to be made. There's going to be many things that we face that we're not sure what to do. There's going to be many times where we're not sure why God is allowing certain things to happen in our life, why He's allowing this test or this trial to come our way. There's going to be many moments of uncertainty. There's going to be many moments filled of unknowns, as I like to call them. And I'll share in just a little bit of my own personal testimony why these verses make such an impact or are so comforting to me. Because there's going to be moments in our lives where we're not sure of what the next step is, what we're supposed to do now. Why did God lead me here? What does God want me to do now? What is God's will concerning this? What choice or decision, what direction now does God want me to go in? That's what the days ahead will be filled with in your life and in mine. Unfortunately, there's going to be good times and there's going to be difficult times. There's going to be times where we're faced with problems personally in our own family. Unfortunately, there might be times where there's problems even in the church. Problems with others at work and so forth. There's going to come many moments where we wonder what we're supposed to do. And even in the future of this church, nobody knows what will take place. But one thing I can be assured of is that as you seek to serve the Lord, as you are faithful to the preaching of the Word of God, as you're faithful in the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, one thing you can count on, you will face opposition. That will come as you seek to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, no matter what the Lord allows to come against Old Paths Baptist Church, one thing is for sure. The Bible tells us that in all those things, no matter what it is, that we must trust in the Lord to have faith in our God. We do not serve a dead Savior. Matthew chapter 28. In verse number 6, if I'm remembering, 5 or 6, the angel says, He is not here, for He is risen. We serve a risen Savior. We serve the all-powerful God. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible for God. That's who we serve tonight. And no matter what we face, no matter what challenges may come our way in the days ahead, we must remember to remain strong in the Lord, in the power of His might, to remain strong in our faith and trusting Him no matter what comes our way. Again, this morning I made a note of it. Faith is an essential part in the Christian life. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Most of the time we have that reversed. We really do. Most of the time we try to walk by sight. We really do. That's human nature, and we'll look at that in just a moment. Human nature wants to try to figure everything out possible on its own. No matter what happens in our lives, no matter what happens in our church and our families and so forth, we must continue to go forward in faith, trusting God in every circumstance, in every problem, in every trial that comes our way. We must remain strong in our faith in our God. In verses 5 and 6, there's one specific thing, one specific truth that I see that I feel is necessary for us to focus a little of our attention on tonight. And that's the fact in verses 5 and 6, it reveals our constant dependency upon God. These verses call us to be aware of that dependency. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto thine own understanding. Then it goes on to say, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. It's pretty clear to me, not just in this passage, but throughout Scripture, you and I are truly dependent upon God. There are many people in this world who would not admit it, but they are dependent upon God tonight. Out of all God's creatures, God has given us a unique ability to grow in knowledge and understanding.
And as we see in the world today, especially in technology, we're seeing that knowledge and that understanding expand constantly. I mean, God has given us the ability to grow in knowledge in science, even though it's misused many, many times, especially we've seen recent with all this COVID stuff and so on and so forth. Science misused for a specific political purpose and so forth. And I better not get off on that tangent. I better keep my focus on where we're going tonight. But we've seen that man has the ability to grow in these areas. I mean, we've been able to explore space and understand things of the universe. We've been able to grow in knowledge of the human body and how it functions and how to counteract certain things and how to help people and with certain diseases and so forth. And in all that, man has the ability to gain knowledge and grow in and understand, there's one thing that's still true. We are limited beings. We have limitations. And we are still dependent upon God. I was thinking about this as I was looking over my message for tonight. I was thinking about this. You realize that I don't care who you are, if you're a believer, non-believer, if you choose to accept that God exists or you choose to deny Him away or justify His non-existence or so forth. I don't care if you're an atheist or you believe there is a God but you don't have a personal relationship with Him. Your breath, your life, your heartbeat is in His hand. We are dependent upon Him each and every day. You and I have no control over the next breath that we take. You and I have no control over the heartbeat that beats next. That is in God's hand. No matter how great mankind may come or how many feats they reach and attain in knowledge and understanding, one thing is sure, we're still limited creatures and we still depend upon God each and every day. Whether or not people will admit that, we are still dependent upon God. The Christian is dependent upon Him each and every day. We depend upon Him for guidance. We depend upon Him for help in times of trouble, in times of need. We depend upon Him for comfort. We depend upon Him for guidance and for strength and for spiritual understanding and a whole host of other things. And the Bible tonight clearly teaches us that we must trust in the Lord with all thine heart. To trust in Him completely, meaning to have complete confidence in Him. To rely upon His promises. To rely upon His Word. To trust in what He has said. To trust that He will do as He said He will do. I was talking this morning a little bit and sharing with you, talking with that young teenage boy at our home church struggling with his salvation. One thing I tried to drive very hard at was the fact that it boils down to just simply taking God at His word. Salvation is just simply taking God at His word. God said He would save me if I would put my faith and trust in Him. And once I do that, I just accept by faith that that's exactly what He did. Taking God at His word. We must learn to trust in the and rely upon God and His word and the fact that He will do exactly as He said He will do. We must continue to trust in Him in good times and in bad times, through trials and hardships, even in the moments where we are unsure of what's going to happen next or what will happen next. When life seems to be falling apart, when we begin to question why God is allowing this or that to take place, what does God have in store for me in this situation, in this scenario, and so forth? When we're not sure what to do next, we must remain strong in our faith and trust in God. There's a reason why the Bible says, lean not unto thine own understanding. Because human nature will always seek to solve any problem in its own understanding. In its own, human reasoning, all right? Human nature tries to correct every problem, manage any situation through human reasoning. Naturally, man will seek to solve any problem and correct any situation based upon his own knowledge and understanding of the situation. There's a reason why when you go to the library, it's full of many different books on many different topics. There's books on marriages, there's books on family, there's books on health, there's books we would call self-help books. There's a wide variety of books, if you go to the library, on different topics written from the personal experience or written from the perspective of the writer who believes he or she has personal firsthand experience or an observation, so to speak, on that subject, and they've written a book concerning that subject or this or that based on what they have observed and what they've come to learn, and it's usually based on human philosophy and human reasoning. There's, just to give you an example, there's a woman here in America that if I was to call her name, probably every one of us would know who she is. She has a radio broadcast each and every day. She's called the Love Doctor. Some of you might know who I'm referring to. And she's a marriage and family therapist who's written books, and she's looked at as an expert on marriage, on love life, on dating, on family, raising kids, and so forth. She's looked at as an expert. But the thing is, I looked her up. You know, Google will tell a lot about a person these days. I looked up her because that's who came to my mind when I was thinking on this particular subject. This woman, who is a marriage and family therapist, has been divorced. And the man she's now married to had his own wife and his own family. And he left his wife and his children for her. And she lived with this man 9 years not being married before they finally got married. So a woman who's looked at as a family therapist, as a marriage counselor, an expert on these specific subjects, her life is filled with one bad example after another. But she's looked at as an expert on these subjects. Through human reasoning, many people believe that they can manage any situation or problem based upon their own understanding. It is foolish to trust in self or in our own knowledge and understanding of life or the situation, circumstance that we're facing. It is foolish for a child of God, when facing a certain problem, to go to the world for the solution. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go to that lady for marriage counsel. I don't want to go to that lady for how I should raise my family. I don't need to go to the library and get a self-help book. I don't need to go to the library and get a book on this subject or that subject. I have this book that contains the truths for every problem in my life. I have a God that's greater, who knows everything about every subject. We should not rely upon human understanding, but recognize tonight our dependency upon God. We must rely upon Him, what He has said concerning those situations and the things that we're going through and facing in our lives. We must have complete confidence in Him to give us the wisdom and understanding that we need in life. Reason why this verse is so comforting, and maybe I'll speak a little bit more about it. When I was contemplating leaving the mission field, that was a difficult decision for me. It really was. And I remember seeking my pastor's counsel. I remember talking to my father. I remember talking to my missions director. And when it began to be real, if I might put it that way, I mean, a real possibility that we're going to come off the mission field, my heart just began to fill with concern. I began to get concerned about everything. How are we going to do this? I mean, we're here. Our lives are here. This is where our home's at. This is where my ministry is at. How am I going to leave all of this? What's funny is, it used to be, how am I going to leave here and go to the mission field? Then it was, how am I going to leave the mission field and go back home? And I began to get concerned about all these, as I said at the beginning of the message, these unknown factors. What am I going to do for a job? How am I going to support my family? Where are we going to live? What kind of ministry am I going to have? What does God have for me? All these things started going in my heart, into my mind. And I'll be honest with you, I got greatly concerned. And I couldn't sleep that night. I laid down in bed, and it took hours for me to get the peace enough to go back to go to sleep that night. I was so concerned. And the next morning, I mean, I had talked to my dad, I had talked to my pastor, and after all that, all those concerns, I couldn't sleep. The next morning, I got up in my daily Bible reading, and I came to a passage in Genesis where, and you probably know exactly what I'm talking about, where Jacob is getting ready to meet up with Esau. How many knows what I'm talking about? God had come to him and he told Jacob, get everything ready, get all your family, get your cattle ready, go back to the land that you came from. We all know why he left. He was afraid of Esau. Esau said he was going to kill him and he fled and he spent several years away from his father and mother. And so it's time for him to go back into the land of Isaac, or where Isaac was at. And so God says, get ready and go. And so that's exactly what he did. But as he's going, he finds out Esau and a band of men are coming out to meet him. And what happens? He gets concerned. He gets a little worried about meeting his brother who claimed he would kill him the next time he saw him. And so I'm reading through this passage and I'm trying to put myself in Jacob's shoes a little bit. And you remember the night before he wrestles with the Lord touches him and he's no longer Jacob, he's now Israel. And a great change takes place from that moment forward in his life. But even right after that, he's getting ready to meet Esau. And the very first thing he wants to do is solve a problem that doesn't exist. Solve a problem in his own human reasoning. So what's he do? As he's traveling and as he's found out Esau's coming, he comes up with this idea in his mind. Well, I'm going to split my family into two bands. So if he overtakes one and kills them, the rest of them survive. And so he does exactly that. He splits them up into two bands. And as they press forward, he didn't just stop there. He decided, you know what? I'm going to send gifts along the way. I'm going to ease this desire in Esau to kill me. I'm going to calm him down a little bit. So he begins to send gifts ahead of him and his family. And he has all these concerns. He's trying to work out all these things, all these unknown factors in his heart and in his mind ahead of time. And to his amazement, what happens when he meets up with Esau? Esau runs and hugs him and kisses him up. What happened when I was reading that? I had all those things going through my heart and my mind, all those unknowns, all those concerns. And God said, look here, I took care of something for Jacob that didn't even exist. I took care of those unknown factors and immediately peace came in my heart. I knew God would take care of everything. It was a matter of faith, folks. It was a matter of, okay, let's put it this way. It took faith for my wife and I to leave Southern Illinois and a country life and go to a big city in Romania to a people we didn't fully understand, couldn't communicate with in the beginning, and so forth. It took faith for God to move our family clear across the world and minister to a people we don't even still yet fully understand. But it also took faith for God to move us back to the U.S.
Right. Yep.
It's faith. That's what it boils down to. Trusting God. And when I read that, I mean, peace just came in my heart and I knew it didn't matter what it was. God would take care of it. I just had to simply trust in Him. The concerns that I had, God had already prepared the answer, the remedy for those concerns. Many times in life when we become concerned with so many different things, whether it be in our homes or in our churches or at workplace and so forth, God does not intend for us to go through those problems and those trials and those testings and those situations alone. He certainly does not want us to depend upon ourselves, but to depend upon Him. These verses to me clearly show that we must depend upon God each and every day. We must trust in Him completely and in every circumstance that we face. Now notice in verse number 6, he says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. I want to just throw something out there for you. It doesn't say in some of thy ways acknowledge Him.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid sometimes that's how we approach that verse. In some of thy ways I will acknowledge Him. He says, in all thy ways, in all aspects of our lives, in every direction, in every decision that we make, however we decide to handle a problem or a situation, we need to acknowledge God in that situation. And how do we acknowledge Him? By seeking His help, by seeking His word, by seeking His wisdom, by allowing the Word of God to define our steps, to allow the Word of God to clearly define what we should do and what is right and what is wrong in this situation and the decisions that we make, the Word of God should have a bearing upon each and every one of those. When life is good, when it's most difficult to live, we must learn to acknowledge God, to acknowledge our own dependency upon Him, to acknowledge our need for Him, to acknowledge our need for His help and His guidance, to acknowledge His plan, His will, His desires, and so forth. The thing I have learned about God, folks, and I think I alluded to it this morning, the thing I have learned about God is God will never lead us astray. God will never put us in a place where we do not belong. God will never lead us to a place where we will not grow and learn more about who He is, as we talked about this morning. If a Christian is out of God's will tonight, away from where God wants them to be, it wasn't God who led them there. It was self. It was sin. We must learn to acknowledge God. And when we do, God gives us a wonderful promise in this verse. And He shall direct thy paths. This right here is where I take great comfort. When I was considering leaving the field, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a missionary in Puerto Rico. And he actually mentioned these two verses. And afterwards, those verses just wouldn't leave my mind. And I thought, you know what? It's not me leading my family to this decision. Because my heart, my desire was to stay on the mission field, was to remain there. But I knew what God was doing in our hearts and in our lives. And I took great comfort in the fact in knowing I may not understand why. I may not understand what God has in store for us. I don't even know what's the next step necessarily. But one thing I learned is I don't have to know. I just have to trust and recognize that God will direct my path. That just simply means this, folks. God will make clear. God will make straight your paths in life. If we are willing to trust in Him, to lean upon Him, acknowledge Him in all our ways, He promises us that He will direct our paths. He will make straight what we are supposed to do, the direction we are supposed to go. God has the ability to make straight our paths. When we come to a crossroads in life, we need to make a decision. When we need to make a decision, when we're not sure of what we must do or what we should decide to do, God promises to direct us if we will acknowledge Him. If we will go to Him and ask God, what should I do? Acknowledge our dependency. Acknowledge the fact that without Him, I will make the wrong choice. Each and every time you and I decide to do something, whether it be in life, in our family, and so on and so forth, a work job, you're changing that place of work and so on and so forth. If we make that decision without going to God, we are in danger. We will wreck and ruin our own lives if we do not recognize our dependency upon God, to acknowledge Him in all our ways. In those moments of uncertainty, we must trust that God will direct us, that He will direct us to the next step. We all know this verse, Psalms 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His ways. Literally, we must get to the place where God is allowed to direct every step, to have His will and way in every decision, in every aspect of our lives, to be in control. We must trust God and rely upon Him and allow Him to arrange every step in our life, to arrange every choice that we make, the path of life that we choose to take. God knows and understands what we need a whole lot better than we do. I remember, it was a long time ago, and maybe I've done it even recently with the children in children's church. But how many remembers the story of the Battle of Jericho? I'd say all of us know that. When they came up to when they crossed the Jordan River and they had to face Jericho, this great walled city, God had already come to him ahead of time and promised him a victory, but in a very strange way. I mean, if a general or a war strategist was coming up with the plan, it wouldn't have been that way. March around the city, be quiet for 6 days, And on the seventh day, march around a seventh time and shout, and the walls would come falling down. I mean, nobody could come up with that. But you know what the children of Israel learned through the Battle of Jericho? That God knows what's best.
Yeah, amen.
And God's way is always the best way. That's just a simple little thing. But you and I as adults sometimes tend to forget that. Many, many times we tend to rely upon ourselves. We try to figure out the problem ourselves. How many of us, let's just be honest tonight, how many of us in our adult life, in our Christian life, we struggled through a problem or a situation for days, weeks, even months, and then finally we brought it to the Lord? You remember that peace that came when you brought it to the Lord? He just gave it over to Him. And you wished, why didn't I do that a month ago? Why didn't I do that from the beginning? Why didn't I just bring it to the Lord? Why didn't I just trust Him with this problem from the get-go? That's because human nature wants to take over a lot of times. We must learn to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. No matter what we face, no matter what comes our way, trust in Him. Rely upon Him. Continue to acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He gives us such a wonderful promise that He will direct our paths. I don't know if you're facing something tonight. I don't know if you're facing a big decision or what's going on in your heart or in your life. But we can take great comfort in knowing that if we will trust in our God, who has all authority and all power, the Bible says, in heaven and in earth, all authority, we serve the all-powerful God. If we will trust in Him, if we will lean upon Him and acknowledge Him, He will make straight the paths. He will make straight what we need to do. He will help us make the right decision, whatever it may be. Whatever you're facing tonight, never forget, come to God first. Go to Him. Just simply lean on Him and trust Him. He will never fail you. Oh, others will fail you. Absolutely, yeah. For sure. Yeah. If I'm facing a problem and I just simply go, no offense, Pastor, if I just go to my pastor only, well, you know what? He's a person too.
Right. That's right.
We must be willing to go to God. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to your pastor. I absolutely should go to your pastor for godly counsel. That's what I did on many, many occasions on the mission field, even before the mission field. I am not taking away from that at all. All I'm just simply saying is others may fail us from time to time, but God does not have the ability to fail us.
Yeah, right.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Because your understanding is flawed, and so is mine. Acknowledge Him in all thy ways, not some, all thy ways, and He will direct our paths. Let's pray. God, we come before You tonight. We thank You so much for the opportunity to be able to look into Your Word and to see that we truly are dependent upon You. To see that in those moments of uncertainty, Lord, You are there. You want to help. You, in many situations, in many cases, You've already taken care of the problem or the concern that we may have. I pray, God, that whatever we may be facing right now, whatever uncertainty fills or clouds our minds tonight, I pray, God, You'd help us to remember this passage, to trust in the Lord. To acknowledge Him, and He will make straight in His timing. Lord, sometimes we get so impatient and we just want to leap out and make a choice and make a decision and just go for it. But if we will acknowledge You and trust You in Your timing, You will make everything clear. You will direct our steps, our paths. Thank You so much for this wonderful, comforting promise that You give us. I pray now that You would work in our hearts and our lives tonight, whatever it may be. I pray, God, You'd help us to just trust You in it. With heads bowed and eyes closed, as the piano begins to play, as Pastor comes, If the Lord is speaking to your heart about anything, if you're facing anything,
maybe you've been struggling for a while with something, maybe you just need to come and give it to the Lord tonight. Whatever the case is, let God have His will and way in your heart and in your life as Pastor comes.
Let's stand together this evening. The piano plays the invitation song tonight. You need to come. Would you come this evening? I'm assuming tonight that if we were to ask if you were saved this evening, probably every hand here would go up. Tonight, if you're not sure you're saved, I'd encourage you to come and get that settled once and for all. But I wonder tonight, have you been leaning on your own understanding? In your own mind, you're doing the right thing. But yet in God's will and God's perspective, you're so right, you're wrong. And you're not getting closer to God, but you're getting farther away. Tonight, would you stop leaning on your own understanding? Turn to God and acknowledge Him in all His ways. Let Him direct your path. And that path, you're going to find that path in His Word, by the way. It's going to be in His Word. You can't go contrary to the Word of God and say, I'm in God's will, I'm in His path. That's never going to be contrary to His Word. I've met so many Christians along the way that are just adamant they're in God's will when they're very plainly from God's Word living contrary to His Word. Their attitude, their demeanor, their mindset, their actions is completely contrary to the Word of God. Tonight, that's where Aaron preached tonight and taught. There's great blessings, peace, right in the middle of God's will. Even when you don't understand it, the folks around you may not understand it. Amen. Thank you, Miss Meredith. I wrote this down while Aaron was preaching. I wrote down, faith is bringing your life into the mind and will of God, not trying to bring God into your mind and will. And we often try to do that. We try to bring God into our plans. And God, You put a stamp on this, approval on this, when God wants us to bring our whole life, our mind and our will, under His mind and will. I was thinking, you know, the Friendship Baptist Chapel that we're following the Lord on, that, you know, you may get tired of hearing, but it consumes me. It consumes me. And each day that comes closer to that, my face and my heart become like a flint, just set on serving God that way. But that ministry is a ministry, for our church, a ministry of faith, because it doesn't make sense. And I've talked to preachers about what we're doing, about having a chapel in our own town, just 7 miles from our church or so, maybe not even 7 miles, maybe 5 miles from our church. And some guys I've talked to, they're like, yeah, man, that's a great idea, and man, you're doing that. And I've talked to other preachers kind of like, huh? Why wouldn't you just bring them to your building that you have already? Why would you do all that other stuff? And I can tonight honestly say to you as a church, this is not something that I laid in bed and thought this would be a great idea, something God has really impressed upon our hearts and to do. And this is another, as the Hilton Mills are following God by faith, this Friendship Baptist Chapel that we're starting is a thing that we're doing by God by faith. And I believe that we're going to see God open up doors, reveal Himself in great ways for us personally and for others along the way. And so thank you, Brother Aaron, for that help tonight. And because I'll be honest, to rent a chapel just a few miles from our own church, a building, and to spend the money that we're going to spend on that building and the effort, in my own mind, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. And but in God's economy, He's got it all figured out. Amen. So praise the Lord for that. Well, tonight we come to you in closing. Thank You, Father, for Your precious word tonight that we can get around. And Father, help us, I pray, Lord, to we're prone to wander. We're prone to be stubborn. We're prone, Lord, to think we got it all figured out. But, Lord, may we lean, Father, upon your wisdom. May we, Father, acknowledge you in all our ways and let you direct our paths. Father, bless now again the Hiltabiddles. I pray that you would guide and direct them, Father, in this next chapter of their lives. Bless their family and their children, Lord. And God, just use them as you see fit, Father. And, Lord, we want to know we love them and support them. And, Lord, behind them. And Lord, I pray that you be through Rochester as they move to Wisconsin now, Father. And I pray that you would protect them. God, may they continue to love you and to serve you, Father. May they continue, Lord, to give their lives to you, Lord. Pray that you just give them great wisdom and bless them and their mom, Lord. Father, tonight we love you. We thank you for our church. Pray that you bless our church family. We ask in your name and pray. Amen.